The global energy crisis threatens large-scale outages. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. A global energy crisis is gripping markets as Chinese coal futures rise to record levels, with floods across the country forcing the shutdown of mines and displacing over 100,000 people. We'll hear from Shanghai in just a moment, but first, let's get the view from the Belgian capital, Brussels, in Europe, where gas prices are soaring to almost five times its average price. Here's the BBC's Jessica Parker.
Critics have suggested Russia's not been supplying Europe with as much gas as it could, in part to try and push the approval of its controversial Nord Stream 2 pipeline into Germany. President Putin has hit back, saying it was the EU that didn't want to sign long-term energy contracts. He's also indicated Russia may boost supplies.
That was Jessica Parker in Brussels. Well, China needs to ramp up its coal production. The BBC's Robin Brandt is in Shanghai and he explains why.
80% of the energy mix in this country currently comes from fossil fuels. Now, that is dominated by coal, but around 10% is natural gas. And there's been a shift in the last few years towards gas, particularly to heat homes here. Now, that shift to gas has meant a significant increase in the demand. And this is all in the context of a move away from coal.
That was the BBC's Robin Brandt in Shanghai. Well, there's mounting concern over what the coal shortage in India could do to the country's power supply, sparking fears of large-scale outages. The BBC's Arundhati Mukherjee reports from Mumbai.
More than half of India's 135 coal-fired power plants are running on fumes as coal stocks run critically low. With the economy moving once again, there's been a sudden surge in power demand, and existing coal supplies have been unable to keep pace. Heavy rains have affected production and supply.
The power demand typically is a bit...
Dr. Orudeep Nandi, India economist and vice president at Nomura, says unlike earlier, now the option of importing coal also comes at a steep cost.
It's unprecedented from the perspective of imports being overly expensive, right? So any time in the past when this kind of thing would happen, India, you know, imports copious amounts of coal. It's not a new thing, except that it's really expensive now. Then businesses, at the end of the day, also pass on these costs to consumers.
The government has warned that India's coal supply is unlikely to match rising demand for the next few months.
Power producers would be reluctant.
Zohra Chatterjee, former chief of the state-run enterprise Coal India Limited, says this could seriously impact the recovery prospects of Asia's third largest economy.
Electricity powers everything else. So in the entire manufacturing, the cement, the steel, the construction, everything gets impacted once there is a coal shortage. So it would just sound the bell for going in more aggressively for renewable sources of energy.
The government has said they are looking to ramp up supplies and also tap private mines to tide over the crisis. Without that, India would be powerless to prevent large-scale outages. In Delhi, I'm the BBC's Arunoday Mukherjee for Marketplace.
Let's do a quick look on the markets. Crude oil has jumped off the back of those challenges facing the energy market. Elsewhere here in the UK, the pound is rising this morning as traders consider whether the Bank of England will raise interest rates later today. So coronavirus restrictions are being eased in the Australian state of New South Wales for people who are fully vaccinated. But social distancing and limits on public gatherings will remain in place for weeks, as the BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney explained to me earlier.
Well, this is Freedom Day for many people here in Sydney who are fully vaccinated. For the last 106 days, millions of people have been subjected to some of Australia's toughest lockdown restrictions. Here in Sydney, we've had helicopters flying overhead, the police issuing fines for infringement. So there will be a huge amount of relief that things are slowly getting back to normal.
And Can you describe to us a little bit about what is going to change specifically? So what can you do now?
Well, if your hair is far longer than it would normally be, you can now go to the hairdresser. If you're thirstier than you've been for a while, you can go to the pub, and cafes are open too. But the caveat to this is that those businesses that have been allowed to reopen today are only allowed to admit people who are fully vaccinated.
And how is the vaccination program going?
At the start of the year, it was pretty shambolic. There was complacency in the community. There was complacency at a government level. The vaccination rollout started pretty slowly. But since the lockdowns began, Australians have been promised that if vaccination rates hit 70, 80, 90%, then restrictions would gradually be lifted. So quite clearly, Australians have heeded the call, and the governments, the state, federal and territory governments of this country, firmly believe that vaccination rates are the key to a freer, more prosperous future.
The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Anytime.
Sounds like Phil is in desperate need of a haircut and a pint of beer. If you're in New South Wales, tweet me what you're up to today. I'm at BBC Vishala SP. In London, I'm Vishala Sripatha with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.